You're in tune with What It Is on WNCW. I'm Joe Kendrick, very glad to be joined by Steve Metcalf of Green Acres and Little King Records fame. Also, Kim Rule, trekking down the mountain from Asheville once again and from NoDepression.com. Today, we're profiling a couple of favorite releases of late, the new Bela Fleck and the Flecktones rejoining the original lineup for Bela Fleck, rejoining for Rocket Science. We're playing it on these airwaves and some good thoughts about that release, as well as looking forward to a new one from Gillian Welch.
Hey, I'm all fired up about the Flecktones. This Howard Levy, the Wooten Brothers, and newcomer Casey Dreeson. This is going to be something you ought to not drink, but just drive to and see, no matter where you have to go to see it.
Yeah, and of course, Bela and Casey were half of the Sparrow Quartet there with Ben Soley and Abigail Washburn a few years back. That was a pretty incredible record, so it'll be interesting to see them sort of rekindle that collaboration here with the Flecktones record.
And Casey Dreeson has moved to the region now, calling Asheville home. He's got a great solo career himself, but can't hurt to be along with Bela.
Yeah, it never hurts to be in good company, for sure.
I like a lot of the grooves on this disc. It is not the exact same record that they made, 15 years ago or more. It's got a lot of different kind of grooves to it. It's got all of the same qualities that you always loved about Bela Fleck, which is, first and foremost, Bela, but the rest of the band gets to have plenty of say and a lot of really, really wonderful material on Rocket Science. And we're also looking forward to the latest from Gillian Welch, which feels like an eternity since her last record. Of course, she's been doing work with, say, David Rawlings Machine, and a lot of side projects and things, but no solo record for Gillian in so long. It is almost maddening to a lot of her fans.
Yeah, well, she was on that Decemberist record, The King Is Dead, that just came out this year, getting a lot of attention for the song Down by the River, which actually, I believe, was just nominated for Song of the Year by the Americana Music Association, I'm sure for no small part because of Gillian's participation on that track. But then that new record, The Harrow and the Harvest, comes out on June 28th, and it'll be the first record in 8 years since her Soul Journey record was released back in 2003. Wow. So I'm sure there will be a lot of Gillian Welch fans really eager to hear this new record.
It's going to be an automatic favorite for our number one record of 2011. We'll see how it shakes out.
Yeah.
I imagine Gillian has had a lot of maybe fear of going back into the studio after so many wonderful releases that were so highly regarded. Do you think it was one of those cases where it's like, I can't fail?
Yeah, well, anticipation is a powerful thing. And there's certainly a lot of fan anticipation. I'm sure there's a lot of anticipation from Gillian and Dave as well. Excitement about finally getting this done and getting it out into the world at long last. And from what I understand, although they've been touring quite a bit, and of course they were touring as Dave Rawlings Machine behind that record a couple years ago, A Friend of a Friend, which was great disc. And they were playing some songs that had been written since Soul Journey. Apparently what I have been hearing is that this new record is going to be mostly songs that are even newer than that, with maybe one or two exceptions. So it'll be a lot of stuff that fans who've seen them live haven't even heard yet.
And as of this taping, we don't have any of the music on hand to listen to yet. It's only a few weeks out until this will drop on the streets, as they say, and they are holding it pretty close to the vest because we haven't heard any of it.
Yeah, I haven't heard it either.
And Gillian Welch, an artist who hasn't played at Green Acres, but I want to go back and talk at least a little bit about Bela Fleck's time over here in Rutherford County. Had many numerous stops at Green Acres Music Hall.
Yeah, Bela, the first time he came to Green Acres, Sam Bush had him there on the, I guess they were in a bread truck then and not a big tour bus. And as they pulled into Green Acres, Sam said, "Bela, this is a yeehaw factor of 10. And soon Bela understood what a yeehaw factor of 10 was.
When was that? What year was that?
80. It was right after they were waiting for Bela to get through a Spectrum in Japan and come join them as Newgrass Revival.
So that would have been late 80s?
Or maybe even earlier than that.
Maybe even mid-80s.
Yeah, my time frame's confused.
Everything becomes, you look at Green Acres in hindsight, and it's all rose-colored glasses kind of effect. You know, it's It's in this wonderful place. You may not remember exact dates and times and things. It kind of runs together a little bit.
That it does.
What do you think? Email us what it is at wncw.org. We'd love to highlight your comments on our Friday edition of the show about the new one from Bela Fleck and the Flecktones Rocket Science, about the upcoming Gillian Welch record, The Harrow and the Harvest. For Public Radio, I'm Joe Kendrick, joined by Kim Rule and Steve Metcalf. Until next time.